B-Pod Studios.
The following podcast is PG, may contain sketchy advice, embarrassing anecdotes, and may not be suitable for parents who think they have their shit together.
This is PG with Roxanne Wilder.
Oh, we know what we're talking about this week, Meredith.
Yeah, we do.
We actually teased our subject matter, so I have to tell you about what I have been doing for summertime.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the whole calendar. I'm like, oh, this is intimidating. What am I going to do with my sitters don't get bored with the kids all day. Two kids,
yeah.
8 hours a day. And actually some of those days it's only 4 hours a day and I'm with them the other half. So it's a lot on me after work. So tell me first if you have any summer camp, summer activities planned, and I'll tell you what our plan is.
No, the answer is no. I don't have like any plans necessarily. That's why I was like, oh, do you have any suggestions? But so my kids do go to a school, and the school that they currently go to has like a little summer program. So both girls are there, if you want to call it that. They don't go do like any field trips or anything, but they have a splash pad day and they, you know, get to go outside and play, and then they color a lot. And they're also learning at the same time. So that's what we're doing now. But next summer, I'm not going to be like, what do I do? Summer programs and camps, I will have no idea.
Right, because Olivia will be older, so she'll need more stimulation.
Yeah, more stimulation. And then Aubrey will be going to a new school. So she can't go to the same summer program that she's in now.
Okay, so these are the camps that I'm doing.
Oh.
So I have three, possibly a fourth camp that I'm going to do. Just a week at a time.
Oh, okay.
So it's just like a little, you know, half day camp, so
yeah,
they can see if they like a particular activity.
Cool.
And there, some of them are more expensive than I would like to pay. And some of them, I mean, you can find some summer camps out there. My friend was telling me about a Bible study camp that's like $20 a day.
That's,
I mean, it
cool.
was something, it was something crazy.
Yeah.
Easy. I mean, by comparison to some of the ones I'm going to tell you about.
Right.
In any case, the first one I'm sending her to is a ballet combined with teaching them French.
What?
Combined with etiquette.
Oh my
gosh.
And
tea party manners.
Oh my gosh, I would love that.
Isn't that cute?
That is so cute and so necessary.
Yes.
Because we take them to restaurants and they act like animals.
Yes, totally. Totally. And so it's also combining all of those things, because if it's just a 4 hour camp of ballet, mm-hmm, I mean, that's too much for a kid.
Right.
So it's 4 days. It's, you know, 4 days of the week. They're off on Monday, and then they get all those things in there, and then at the end of the week they do a tea party to institute their little manners that they learn.
Yeah, that's so great.
Yes.
I love that. Etiquette class is necessary.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oui. And then I have her doing a nature camp. I don't know which one she's going to go to, but it's this butterfly, Tampa Bay Butterfly Foundation. And 1 week is a butterfly camp.
Mm-hmm.
1 week is a snakes and slimy things camp. One, you know, so there are all these nature things. I think bats is one of them. So she's going to pick which week she wants. She's leaning towards snakes. She,
mm-hmm,
likes snakes.
Mm-hmm.
That's different.
Yeah, right? Absolutely. And fun and hands-on. You know, you get to learn about other things,
mm-hmm,
instead of, you know, just, I mean, dancing is always fun too, but like being outside and learning about,
yes,
snakes is pretty cool, or bats.
Yes. And of course, her father is a golfer, so he has her in golf camp.
Oh, that's cool.
Which also,
that's fun.
I really recommend that for little kids. I used to do stories on it on, mm-hmm, the first tee program here they have in St. Petersburg.
Yeah.
And it's so cute because it also teaches kids etiquette.
Mm-hmm.
Just,
mm-hmm,
all the rules of golf.
And patience. Yes, there's a lot of stuff that comes along with that. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Being outside. So those are the three. And then I'm thinking about getting her into a performing arts type of camp.
Yeah. And so you see where she gravitates, what she,
yes,
likes to do, which is really cool. And this is a good age to kind of see, you know, you do softball camp, a bunch of different little things.
Yes.
So actually, we are enrolling Aubrey into a gym. It's not really a camp, but it's a gymnastics, like an actual gymnastics, not like, you know, fun and doing little tumbles, yeah, here or there, because they come with a mat. Like, this is an actual place with a pit and like the bars and everything.
Right.
So they do camps as well. What, so Aubrey just needs to run around. She loves being outdoors and she likes running around. She's not as much as like a bookworm like her little sister, who just could be reading books and be in a library,
right,
all day long. So having and trying different things is really important, especially for each kid.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Very cool. That's really thoughtful of you. Good job.
So then I have, when they're at home and it is an 8 hour day for the sitter, whichever one, because I have a couple different ones.
Right.
I made this, and I'm going to show it to you, and I'm actually going to put a link to it when I post this.
Okay.
Or a picture of it, I should say. This is a wheel, a clock that I made. Oh. Evelyn Jade and I made this.
Yeah.
And so basically it's every 45 minutes to get her as a five-year-old in the framework of school period.
Yes.
And so every 45 minutes, they change to a new activity within the house.
That's cool.
And there are seven stations in the house. So like the nook area is where they do crafts and the playroom and then the family room and then the each of the bedrooms. So they're always every 45 minutes. And at the end of like, you know, say it's 35 minutes and it's like, okay, stop, clean up, take a little breather. So really you're talking like half an hour.
That's cool.
And they're going to be stimulated in another area of the
house.
Because
they're all about to, well, they're about to start kindergarten. So.
Right. Right.
You have to be on the same page when it comes to that and sticking out the same subject because
yes.
that is hard to learn.
Yes.
Yeah. Because even though you don't want to do it, guess what? The whole class is doing it.
Right. And attention span is a little tougher for kids nowadays because we do use screen time on occasion. So in any case, the first little area, 9:30, is color and draw in the nook.
Aww.
Then it's messy crafts outside. Then it's snack time and read and play dolls in the family room. And so it's all these different places. And then at noon, it's free time. The TV can be on if you've been good.
Yeah, that's good.
So guess what my daughter tells me?
What? Has she been good?
No. She said that when one of the sitters came.
Oh, what happened?
She showed her the clock or whatever. She was like, okay, it's time to do the clock. Where are we?
Yeah.
And the sitter flipped the little, because when you see this clock, and if you look at it, when you click on this link to listen to the podcast, you see it has little arrows, just like a clock face does.
Yeah.
She flipped the arrows to 12 o'clock.
The TV time?
And said, free time. Let's put on the TV.
Stop it.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And that goes against everything.
My daughter told me this and I'm like, are you kidding me? She's like, no. I know she's a bit of a tall tales person at this time, but that's hard to come up with that.
No, it absolutely happened.
Right?
For how long? I'm not quite sure. It could have been for a really, really long time. You know, if you're being paid to do something, that's one thing. So you got to remember that. But dude, as a parent, I'd be flipping that up all the time. But that's because we also work at the same time. And by the way, if you are a stay-at-home mom, you need a break and that's also work. But my point is that I would be flipping that up. Now, if I'm paid to be a nanny or something like that, you should probably follow the mom's instructions most of the time, I would say, or you're not going to be there. So, and I'm sure you love her and all that stuff, but still, that's annoying. I mean, what? I love that your daughter was just like, you know, our daughters are so good at that. I will pick up Aubrey and she's five and she's about to be six. And I'll get in the car. She'll be like, oh, well, this happened today and that happened today. And she's like telling me all this stuff about the teachers and about the kids and like who threw up in class and how to go out. Like she likes to be like a little gossipy.
They spill.
It's amazing.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, oh, yeah. So what happened today? And she'll be quiet at first and boom, just like vomit just coming out of her mouth. She'll just tell me everything, which is pretty entertaining. But yeah, man, dude, Olivia, I've been trying to, you know, pay more attention to her just because she just turned two. Boy, these tantrum and attitude is
I can't take it.
Hitting like nonstop. Yesterday, I specifically told her two to three times, and she understood what I was saying, okay, to not throw something.
Wait, is Olivia two yet? No, she's about to be two.
So she already turned two.
She did.
She's full-blown 2 years old with tantrums.
Okay.
Yes, and we're having
happy birthday.
Oh,
yes.
That's sweet. Yes. So anyway, this little decided that she wanted to just keep throwing all of her silverware and even her applesauce cup and all that.
Yeah.
And I go, I'm going to take away your applesauce. And she flipped out. And then what happened? I put it back up so she could eat it. And she threw it across the room. And she just looked at me. And I've never flipped out on her. I flipped out on her little ass yesterday. And I don't mean like I smacked her. She's two.
Yeah.
But I mean like she's sitting up in the high chair and I went off.
What is that where they're two and
the
throwing things?
I don't know.
My daughter went through that phase. She's coming out of it, but it was almost 6 months of that.
That's a lot.
She's almost two and a half.
So needless to say, there was applesauce everywhere. And I mean, that was a pain in the butt to clean up. But anyway, she was disgusting.
They just fling it.
Yeah, I know. It's the worst. And she has really good aim. One of the worst parts.
When I see a two-year-old throw stuff, don't you kind of want to act like that in life?
Yeah, okay. I want to throw everywhere. Just paperwork. When someone's mean to me, I want to crinkle up a ball and just throw it right in the forehead. So I put her little stank butt into the bathtub because she had applesauce everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
And then my old setter wants to go in there with her, but I kind of want it to be more of okay, she needs alone time because she's somewhat being punished, but it's bath, so she thinks it's fun. Well, my oldest daughter is in the shower and with my husband, and then Olivia starts to throw her bath toys everywhere. She's taking her letters and alphabet and this little floaty toy and the baby shark and all, and she's throwing it like, I mean, really far. And I'm in the back of my mind, I'm low-key impressed that she has such a good arm on her. But also, I want to do evil things and to like make a statement here. And so I'm like, okay, is this really that big of a deal? Should I make a big deal out of this? And anyway, I'm just going off on a tangent, but last night I almost went crazy.
I don't blame you. And they do stuff. They're so defiant about it. Because my daughter will, she's a big slammer too. I don't know if Olivia does that. She'll go, we have glass shower doors.
Oh, yes.
And she'll slam. And I'm like, honey,
you're going to break
it. Stop it.
Yes.
And she looks me in the face and does it again. They're just like, oh my defiant.
God. Yeah. That in my head, that deserves the treatment right there. Whatever the treatment is to you. I know what I mean when I say the treatment. So I just, you know, I'm just, and then you don't want to look back on it the next day and be like, okay, maybe I overreacted because I was working myself up and all that stuff. But listen, these little 2-year-olds are trying us big time.
I know.
And I'm trying to be, you know, a calm human being, but let me tell you, I'm trying best.
It's wearing us down.
Yeah, you see my face? Like, I'm trying not to be crazy.
No,
meltdowns, crazy individual.
Mama meltdowns happen.
Oh, yeah, for sure. That's why I have wine at the end of the day.
Yeah, it's totally, totally necessary. I just thought of a topic for next time, so we'll save that. But I do want to cover what we mentioned that we would, which is selfies for 5-year-olds.
Yeah.
My daughter, I can show you on here. Maybe I'll post these as well. But my daughter takes so many selfies. She'll get my phone and just take them.
Take selfies.
And it's just such an alarming look to me. Right. We were at a restaurant.
Yeah.
And I looked over and she's got my phone and she's just like pursing her lips.
Yes.
And tilting her head. And I'm like, oh no. Oh no. That, because I've seen other 10-year-old girls do that and been disgusted. Now I have a 5-year-old who's doing it. So I have no one to be disgusted with except myself.
So this isn't a selfie, but it's along the same lines. Aubrey graduated, you know, graduations, all this stuff. I was like, okay, we're outside the graduation. I was like, okay, go ahead and pose. Then I'm like, oh, what are you doing? Take more pictures, mom. Then she does this. And then she poses like this. And I'm like, so I'm like,
okay, describe these pictures.
Dude, okay, hand on hip, a butt poking out, heel up, and then the other picture is like
against
like
the tree.
Yeah, and then she's like holding her thigh a little bit and lifting up her leg. You know, cute dresses on and still innocent, but still it's like, where are you? I don't pose. I mean, I definitely pose with my hand on my hip, but dude, they have to learn that from
us. I know. They have to. No, the other day, I'm going to do it now. Evelyn Jade, she can like, I don't want to say twerk, but she can shake her butt better than I can. Like, she's got more rhythm about it.
That's good.
And so she's standing up she's standing up. When I look at myself dance now, I'm like, oh, Roxanne, just stop it. She'll stand up on her ottoman and I'll see her go like this.
Oh my God, shaking her butt.
Yeah,
that's so cute.
I'm shaking my butt. And I look at Doug, I go, where is this coming from?
Right,
they better
not
be teaching her that. And he goes, it's coming from her mother. That's what you do. And
like,
I do.
I don't do that. By the way, when kids do it, it doesn't look as cool as when I do it. So obviously.
Oh my gosh. Okay. Well, next time I'll tell you, I discovered why screens, iPads, well, whatever it is, why they were invented. The real reason why they were invented.
To save my soul.
Yes, it's along those lines.
Okay.
Very specific.
Let's
I figured it out.
Let's talk about, especially during the summer, let's talk about, you know, TV time and all that and tablets. I would love to.
Perfect.
All right.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.